Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Oh, yeah. Live and in person.
Well, look a here.
I know.
It's Corby in studio.
You guys are so lucky.
Man, we really are.
I know. It's such a treat. Such a treat.
Collared shirt and everything.
You know, they say when you dress for success, success will find you.
Okay.
I feel better about myself right now.
I totally agree.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, I think this is a...
You look like a teacher's assistant.
And I'm not really good enough to be a teacher.
Right, no, not yet. A professor. That's ridiculous.
No.
She does look like...
Come on. Okay, so I like this one because I kind of deal with this at the house with the kids and the mom and all that. It says, I have a friend who monitors his wife's every move through their phones. Or I guess through her phone and his phone, their phones. He says he wants to know where she is in case she gets into some sort of trouble. Hmm. This seems kind of insecure, stalky to me. I don't keep constant tabs on my wife. Do y'all monitor your wives or kids' location? I think the kids one is...
A parent, yes.
Yeah, way bigger probably, yeah. But yeah.
Like, no. We don't share location.
Man, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it's on all of our phones, you know, like all four of us have it, and I never look at it.
Yeah, I don't think I would even if we did. And I've even offered, hey, you want to share a location? I don't care. And she was like, eh. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Like, and she does. She's very active on there.
But the kids or you?
Kids. But sometimes me, like the other night,
she'll tell you, put that shot down as you're just about to knock it back.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you know I was here? Location.
So we were coming back from Time Wasters rehearsal. Couple of weeks ago, and it's a Thursday night, and we get our schedule, you know, for when we're supposed to go on and all that, and it'll, you kind of have an idea, and she's like, so are you home late? I go, I think I'm home by 9:15, something like that, according to the schedule. Well, I was doing a song with Ham, and we practice it almost last, like second to last, so I was there a little longer, and I didn't text her or anything, and so at like 10, I'm driving home. And I still didn't have the song down. And I know you guys do this too when you're working on that. I'm in the car driving back from rehearsals and I've got Rosanna on.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I'm working on it and I get so wrapped up into it. I miss my exit.
Oh wow.
Completely miss the exit. I mean, I'm just looking straight ahead and singing at the top of my lungs. And, I'm not only miss my exit on Central, I missed the next exit.
Damn, dude.
Before I look, I mean, they're all within a mile of each other, but I looked up and I was like, oh my God. So I get off and I turn around and then I get a text and it says, hey, are you dropping someone off?
Wow. Okay. So she was just following along.
Well, no. Cause I was late, like an hour and 15 minutes later than I thought. And so she was like,
okay,
I wonder if he's still up there. And she looked at my phone, and then she saw that I'm heading south, and I missed my exit, and then I'm rolling back around, and now I'm like, there's no way she's going to believe me. There's no way she's going to believe that I'm screaming this song out as loud as I can.
Why wouldn't she?
Because it just doesn't sound
right.
So then
you make up some story? What do you do?
Well, then I'm like, well, I could say I dropped Mino off, because he lives right there, but then that's a lie.
Yeah, there's no need
there's
to
no
lie
need,
in that,
right.
in that moment.
The, but then that would
save
have,
those lies.
But then that would have just, it would have cut it off. And so I get home, she goes, what were you doing? And I go, I missed the exit. I was singing the song. I was got right. She's like, who were you dropping off?
And it's the truth.
I know. And I'm like, wow. I go, I knew.
But you know what? You are standing on business. You told the truth. Every time she will ask you about the same exact thing, there's no different story. It's the truth.
I know, but
I'm sorry.
A lie would have been better.
No.
But then I go, hey, I go, were you tracking me or did you just look and I was there and you were wondering where I was because my car never stopped. I didn't let off anyone.
Right.
I just kept going.
Yeah.
So, and then she just kind of dissolved right there.
Oh, because she was just kind of waiting.
Where is he going? Exit.
Where is he going?
Who's he going to drop off?
You never go to Chick-fil-A at 10 o'clock at night.
I know it.
But
she expands the map. What's the itty-bitty kitty? What is that? Why is he there?
But I don't ever look at my kids, even though, you know, I got one now that's at that witching age, which you're about to hit, Matt, with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
That, dude, they're out. They go out, and they do stuff, and they meet their friends.
Right.
And it's the beginning of this whole run of, this is what we do, and I'm going to stay out till my curfew right on the nose. But I still don't look at it where he is. I don't care. I just feel like I wouldn't want my parents to do that to me when I was a kid.
Right.
And I was a pretty good kid. I would show back up on time and all that. And my kid's a good kid. And so I don't really want to know.
I think there are some couples that are quite comfortable with the shared location. They may use it to, I don't know, do things that maybe you shouldn't do. I don't know. But if my wife said she wanted to share location, I would be fine.
Yeah.
And, but it's just, it came up once and she was like, no, unless you want to. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And so we just don't.
I've never one time looked at where my wife was. Because typically we're texting anyway, and she's like, hey, I'm at the store. Do you want anything? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. Is she at the store?
Yeah.
Are you at the store?
What's Dongfest 2000? Where's that?
Man, I'm...
Dongfest?
It's a new store.
I may go walk up and down the aisles of that just to see.
Look at that. It's a replica of San Fran, man. It's fantastic.
It's Manponzel. Can I go grab the Manponzel, please?
I agree, though. I think it is weird if you are constantly watching
that's really
your
bizarre.
Significant other. Yeah, I think that is weird
I
as
do
hell,
too.
Dude.
I had a buddy of mine when he came up to the house and it's like, all right, hey, where's your wife? And he's like, oh, hang on, I'll tell you. And he went in there and got the shared location thing and said exactly where she was. Like, well, I didn't mean that specifically.
Yeah.
I was just kind of
right.
making small talk.
Where is
here.
She?
Right.
Yeah. All right, would Kyler have... Would Kyler have a better shot at being an elite NFL quarterback if he was Wimby's height?
God, can you imagine?
No, and he would be terrible.
Funny would that be to watch? Because Wimby, still to me, every time I see him, looks like an alien.
Yeah, and it looks like he's going to break something when he's running. And just think, he's standing in the pocket trying to unleash a 55-yarder, and there's someone around the corner come and just blast him. They'll break him in half.
I was going to say, how long before...
And he'd still be taller than Kyler.
He would. How long before he would get career-ending injury? One game?
You know, you can't...
Well, I mean, are we saying that he has the skill set of Kyler Murray where he can escape like that?
No.
Not escape like that.
But
you can't hit a quarterback low. Everyone would have to jump up and tackle him in the NFL.
Yeah, he'd blow out his knee pretty quick, I think.
What's the tallest NFL player ever? I know there's like been six.
There's been 6'10 guy.
6'10 offensive lineman?
Yeah.
But I mean,
there's a dude.
Isn't it weird though?
A dude in college who was 7 foot that played on the offensive line.
Like, they are getting bigger and stronger, but they're not getting taller.
Richard Slay. 7 foot tall, weighed 300 pounds, drafted by the Oakland Raiders in the 10th round of 1967 out of North Carolina Central, played 8 regular season games.
Man, I will bet you, know what I mean? He looked like a freak out there.
Like, running backs are 5'9 to 6'1.
Sure.
That's the perfect height, unless it's a weird Derrick Henry. Wide receivers are always, you know,
6'3, 6'2, 6'3, 6'4.
Well, now you got the little ones. You got the smaller ones. You know, that are 5'10 to But they're just, unlike basketball, where everybody seems like they're getting taller, the NFL's not that way.
No.
Yeah, Too Tall Jones was listed at 6'9".
Yeah, he was.
So that's significantly tall.
I mean, his name was Too Tall.
At 6'9", so it lets you know.
You're like, oh, you're too tall. You need to shrink a little. But he didn't.
Is baseball getting taller? Yeah. Well, since like the.
Well, you got 6'10 pitchers and stuff. I mean.
But not like...
But overall, yes, all of population is getting taller and bigger.
Are they?
Yeah, on average, our height, average height and average weight is way up.
Way up?
I guarantee you
average weight
is.
Yeah, you're probably right. But that's not due to genetics. No. That's just due to fat assery. Yeah.
Well,
due to processed,
you know, processed foods and all that. I'm just not going to blame fat assery.
What?
You jerk. Golly.
You're a real jerk.
You are.
Okay, all right.
You guys... a collared shirt.
Dude, so how about this? So the average man in America, this cannot be right. In 1926, the average height for an American male was almost 5'5". 5'5 for average height.
Yeah.
And today it's 5'9". So
we were fighting World War One with
midgets.
With...
well, so...
little people.
Smaller people, I apologize.
And we won.
We won that
war. Just couldn't see us.
Right.
And that's how we won.
That's how they were able to parachute so
well. Average 5'9", huh?
Yeah, now. Yeah.
All right.
You're on it.
I'm average.
You're on it. Heard the hardline discussion on the Mavs roster in the next 2 years. Is there anyone you would guarantee that's on the roster 2 years from today?
Coop.
Outside of Coop.
Damn.
I wanted to say Max Christie, but I don't know right now.
Derek Lively. He'll be here.
He may be out of the league.
I guarantee it.
2 years from today.
Yeah.
I think
Lively and Coop.
Anyone is a pawn right now. You're assuming Lively's going to be healthy. That's why you can't guarantee it. That guy may be gone in a heartbeat.
He'll be here. Trust me.
I think Max Christie may be the safest bet. If he continues to be a good three-point shooter.
Let's see if he can.
Like he
well,
has
I know. It's been bad.
Weeks.
I know. It's been bad, but.
He hit some sort of weird wall or something.
Yeah, I think it's those three that are the locks. If you had to have any lock who will be around.
Like Najee and PJ, I would love to have them, but I don't think
Gafford is a lock to be here in 3 years.
No.
I don't.
It's 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Yeah.
2 years.
2 years.
Najee is not a lock.
No, although I love Najee. For Donovan, is there a time when you think you won't like traveling to Vegas? He says, I think I met my limit this last time that I went, lost too much money, didn't have as much fun the last few times that I've gone, and I feel it's going in one direction.
It's different. It really truly is. And I haven't been in a while. And I know I'm going back in July, but it's only because a buddy of mine is having a birthday celebration where he's, you know, a lot of couples are going to Vegas. So I'll go back, but it's not as frequent as I've been going in the past. It used to be every year for about 12, 13 years straight, and maybe even more than once a year. And I haven't been in a couple.
Yeah. I mean, is the last time you went the Super Bowl trip?
Yes.
So that was 2 years ago.
Yep.
Wow.
Man,
that's
so much
crazy.
Has changed out there.
But I'm back in July. It's way more expensive. More expensive.
And our buddy Hawkeye does a travel podcast, and he was telling me, we were having this discussion, and he was saying that the Vegas tourism is way down because of the expense.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
How you could catch a red eye cheap to go to Vegas and go and eat steak and eggs for $2.99 and get a $1.50 hot dog and margarita. That's just out the door. And it's really expensive. They legalize weed and it's just a walking bong out there right now. It's.
Do you think that affected them in a negative way?
I would think that it would help a little bit. Because,
I would too. Yeah. A lot of people fly in there.
And I do think that you still have the number of people that are there. They may just be inside getting high and that's it. But as far as just going and trying to find a value that you once could, that made Vegas what it was, that is gone. That's long gone. And I think it hurts. It hurts the average person that wants to go out there and have a good time. It's just too expensive.
Yeah. Would you guys ever run for a upper level position in politics? You're guaranteed to win and collect $1 million, Matt.
Yes.
But you have to get up on a podium and admit the 10 dumbest, most illegal things you've done.
Oh, sure. That's fine.
Illegal
things?
And I'm
still
Well, dumb.
Elected?
Like okay. Yeah, just the...
I haven't really done a lot of illegal things.
Yeah.
And I'm still elected, yeah. And I'm making a meal? Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would, too.
Hands down.
And I would have a speech like Eddie Murphy
pretty
did.
Pretty sure I've admitted some
gentlemen.
Of those on the radio.
I know.
So,
I know.
It matters.
There's some high school moments. I'm like, all right, look.
That's fine.
Please forgive me,
yeah.
Bud.
Okay, yeah. Now, I guess, technically... some of those things probably were illegal. I just didn't get
it. You didn't get it caught.
Well, when you brought up high school things, yeah. I didn't think about stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a good place to stop.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank
deal,
you, Snake.
Deal.
Man, well done. In person, Snake. That's always a treat. Thank you. Thank you, P1s.